Topic 47, Electricity. 1. Exoteric science is slowly, yet steadily, finding out the nature of phenomena and discovering for itself the character of electrical manifestation. In their slowness of discovery lies safety. It is not wise nor right yet for the true nature of these different forces and powers to be fully known. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 641. 2. In the manipulation of electricity lies hid much that concerns the vivification of the bodies, especially just now of the etheric. The principal use of the sun is electrical force adapted to the need of the great average majority in all the kingdoms of nature. As progress is made, an intensification of this force will be possible in individual cases. Herein lies one of the secrets of initiation. From Letters on Occult Meditation, page 336. 3. The electricity of the solar system is threefold. There is fire by friction, solar fire, and electric fire, fire of body, of soul, and of spirit. Fire by friction is coming to be somewhat understood by the scientists of the world, and we are harnessing to our needs the fire which heats, which gives light, and which produces motion. This is in the physical sense of the words. One of the imminent discoveries will be the integrating power of electricity as it produces the cohesion within all forms and sustains all form life during the cycle of manifested existence. It produces also the coming together of atoms and of the organisms within forms, so constructing that which is needed to express the life principle. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 1, Esoteric Psychology 1, pages 373 through 374. 4. As yet the mystery of electricity and the true nature of electrical phenomena, of which there is nothing else, is at this time an unrevealed secret even to the most advanced of the modern scientists. That there is such a thing as electricity, that it probably accounts for all that can be seen, sensed, and known, and that the entire universe is a manifestation of electrical power, all this may be stated and is today coming to be recognized. But when that has been said, the mystery remains and will not be revealed, even in partial measure, until the middle of the next century. Then revelation may be possible, as there will be more initiates in the world, and inner vision and inner hearing will be more generally recognized and present. When man arrives at a better understanding of the etheric body and its seven force centers, then some further light can intelligently be thrown upon the nature of the seven types of electrical phenomena, which we call the seven rays. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 2, Esoteric Psychology 2, pages 82 through 83. 5. Electricity, in relation to human ills, is as yet an infant science, but it has in it the germs of the new techniques and methods of healing. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, page 48. 6. Towards the close of this century, and when the world situation has clarified and the period of reconstruction is drawing to a close, discoveries will be made which will reveal some hitherto unrealized electrical potencies. I know not what other word to use for these electrical rays which will make their presence felt and lead to possibilities beyond the dreams of investigators today. The coming science of electricity will be as different next century as the modern usages of electricity differ from the understanding of the Victorian scientist. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, page 376. 7. People frequently are so preoccupied with the tangible instrument on this side of the veil that they neglect the factor of what must be contributed from the other side by those who have passed over. The work will be done from there with the material aid which as yet has not been provided in the outer scientific field. To bring this about, collaboration of a conscious medium, not a trance medium, but someone who is consciously clairvoyant and clairaudient, will be required. There are many such growing up among the children of today, and the next generation after them will provide still more. The separating veil will disappear through the testimony of the thousands of those who can see phenomena and hear sounds which lie outside the range of the tangible. Everything in nature is electrical in nature. Life itself is electricity, but all that we have contacted and used today is that which is only physical and related to and inherent in the physical and etheric matter in all forms. From a treatise on the seven rays, volume 4, Esoteric Healing, page 377. 8. As regards the use of radio as a means of communication with the spirit world, the present electrical instruments are too slow in vibratory activity, if I may use such an unscientific term, to do the work. If astrally clothed spirits approach them, they are apt to have a shattering effect. Yet the first demonstration of existence after death in such a way that it can be registered upon the physical plane will come via the radio, because sound always precedes vision. Think on this. However, no radio now exists which is sufficiently sensitive to carry sound waves from the astral plane. Further scientific discoveries, therefore, hold the secret. This is no evasion on my part, but a simple statement of fact. Electrical discovery is only in the initial stage, and all that we have is simply a prelude to the real discovery. The magic of the radio would be completely unbelievable to the man of the 18th century. The discoveries and developments lying ahead in the 21st century will be equally unbelievable to the man of this century. February 1944. From a treatise on the seven rays, volume 4, Esoteric Healing, page 378.